Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Welcome to another of the most scintillating hours of finance radio. The most scintillating hour in finance radio. Again, it's a narrow field. So we have a, some might call it an unfair competitive advantage claiming that crown. But claim it we shall nonetheless. Anyway, have a great show planned for you today. You know what? We had an interview that I was going to do, and I just didn't want to do it this week. I didn't want to do it because, like I said, I'm going to give you a warning. I'm back in the mode of this market is crap. I was telling the people in the 3-minute warm-up, first of all, it really is remarkable to see a market stay in this type of range with just chop, nonsensical chop, low volatility on the overall indexes, and massive single stock volatility underneath the surface. It's also exhausting to navigate it because you have to, even though you know you're range bound right now and you're right between those, the volatility underneath is just wild. I mean, the portfolio swings for no reason on no news. You know, AMC, what, doubling in the last 2 days. And I was telling the people on KTTH about what got me back in this market is crap zone. I think things are beginning to make more sense, but, valuations have been wild for a long time. You just have a complete disconnect at this point. I mean, listening to the rationalization of these people that are recommending Bisons, I mean, it's just nuts. There's no fundamentals. They'll try to make a fundamental argument. We're trading baseball cards at this point, people, especially with the stuff that's popular. You know, you got the meme stocks, the GameStop, Beyond Meats, AMC. If you're in any of that, get out. Look, I don't care where it's going. It may go up 10x from there. You just need to know that. And I've said this before, but you just need to know that this is just, it's insanity. What you are watching is insanity. And if you've made money on it, that's great. Here's the thing that whenever I hear people talk about this topic, you know, the GameStops, it's almost like they're angry about it, right? Like people shouldn't be making money. That is such an odd way to approach it for me, right? These are markets. Whether it deserves it or not, if you bought Hertz at $1, then it went bankrupt and the stock went to $8 and you made 8x, fantastic, great, right? Truthfully, you're taking advantage of the insanity. I don't understand it how people get mad at those people. What I do understand is, and so I'm not doing that in any way. What I am saying is that legislators and central bankers have made an absolute mockery of our markets. Not only are they not free, and if you think we have free markets, you know, I don't know what to tell you. We don't. We don't even set the price of money, right? Now, that's been true for some time. But, you know, since the Federal Reserve went into the corporate bond market and their cap and rates, we just don't have a free market. We just don't. And the Fed is controlling increasingly every day. People are like, oh, rates quit climbing. That's because the Fed sat on them. They're just buying more. They're just deciding where these prices should be, and they're just putting them there. And so when I talk about this stuff, don't take it as me attacking you if you own the stocks at all. If you've made a pile, good for you. That's awesome. And no hating whatsoever. What I bemoan, what is troubling to me, the reason public markets guys are so valuable, and again, we've discussed this before, but the reason public markets are so valuable is because the bigger and the wider and the more liquid your market is, the greater number of participants, and the more accurate pricing is. But when you have central bankers and governments, literally for a 15-year period of time now, and some would argue even longer than that, when you have them purposefully trying to manipulate prices, what they are effectively doing is they are muting out the price discovery mechanism of the market, which is the most valuable aspect of the market. Now, why is that valuable? Because when you have an efficient market, you're able to allocate capital in an efficient way, meaning you can trust the prices you see in front of you because they are based on the market's best information, right? When you start jacking around with stimulus and interest rates artificially low and quantitative, what you're really doing, and I don't ever hear anybody cop to this, but what you are literally doing is you are retarding the market's ability to find price, to discover price correctly or accurately. It's what you're doing on purpose. And so then to hear the Federal Reserve come out and say, crypto has gotten concerning and, you know, the moves of these stocks are concerning. And you look at them and go, this is exactly what you were bargaining for. This is exactly what you did. This was your aim. We didn't want stock. Oh, so what you're telling me is that there are knock-on effects of your actions that you couldn't anticipate? Shocker. Shocker. And that's kind of why I'm back on this. You look at the. I sat there this morning and listened to Jim Cramer. I was reading it rather, pleading with Wall Street Bets to do their whole gamma squeeze thing on Beyond Meat. Now, Beyond Meat is a joke of a company. Now, that moron doesn't think so, and I don't mean to. I shouldn't call him a moron. He's cost too many people too much money, and he's just so reckless. He's just not a wise man. There's people that sit there and say he's a shrill and a charlatan and he's part of a machine. I don't think that. I just don't think he's very wise. But I certainly don't think he's got a long-term value outlook on things, which is why he's on a TV show and not managing a fund anymore. He'll try to, oh, we had the best performance. Complete nonsense. Complete garbage. If the guy was as good as he says he is, he'd be managing money, not being a circus act on CNBC. And I don't mean to take personal shots. Like I said, I don't think he's dishonest. I think he's trying to help the average person. But when I listen to people like that jumping into the middle of it, advocating what they know is lunacy, I just sit there and look around. Are there any adults left in the room? It's been like this for a while. It's just gotten extreme. And the sad thing is talking to retail clients every single day, the longer this persists, the more and more these people get convinced that these things are real. The more and more I hear them being convinced that AMC, a movie theater company, can go to $10,000, which from its current price would be at about a 5,000x gain, a movie theater company that's done about $450 million in revenue in the last 12 months and has nearly $12 billion of debt on the balance sheet. And GameStop got just as crazy. And there's other, I mean, you know, Tesla, you guys know my thoughts on that one. It's just all over the place. And that's why I didn't want to do a radio show, because I just thought, you know, I got to spend some time addressing this, or excuse me, radio show. So I didn't want to do an interview. Hey, I'm just not in the mood for it. The other thing I like to do on these interviews, I like to talk to really smart people that really know what they're doing with good experience and a good head on their shoulders. And it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to have them on right now because none of that stuff matters. And again, if you think I'm crying over spilt milk or whatever, I'm mad because I missed it. Our value portfolio was up another 2% yesterday. We're pushing 35% on the year. And again, don't quote that performance because different clients started at different times and there's different expense ratios. But let's put it this way. It's up between 30 to 35%. I'm not sure where it's at exactly right now. Overall, our stock portfolios are up over 20% this year. Market's up 11. So I'm not crying about it at all. When you see what you do and you put a lot of time and energy and research into honing your craft and working on it and taking it seriously and looking at fundamental, and you just see this nonsense. It's nauseating. And then the other thing too, the other side of it is the human side of it. These things are zeros. Not NVIDIA. Right? But like AMC, it's a zero. Now, one of the things that I hear people talking about is if these people come in here and push up the price of these worthless companies, and hold it up there like a GameStop? Maybe they hold it up there where that company can sell stock at that level and recapitalize its balance. We're just living in the neither land. We're living in the neither world. We're just off the reservation. And the funny thing is when you look at the persistence of GameStop right now, you can't take that argument off the table. Maybe valuations don't matter. Maybe investors are just going to pick stocks and just ride them, and they're going to become like clubs. I don't know. I've just never seen so many price dislocations in my life. And then the other crazy thing is the stuff that gets ignored is the stuff that I think is the only thing that really looks really good, which is energy stocks and commodity stocks and inflation ticking up. And it's nuts. But no, the grind sideways continue. We're still in this range, guys. We're still in this range. It doesn't seem to be tamping down the enthusiasm. And that's why I think this goes a lot higher, honestly. I just think it's going to get a lot crazier. Why not? And it's going to, you know, and I'm tired of making prognostications about where this goes because, like I said, I you know, you got the S&P now at, what, 4,200? I mean, why not 8,000? That's kind of where I'm at this point. I mean, if price doesn't matter, let's just throw it out the window. Let's get nuts. Let's make everybody rich. And this is why you need a risk management strategy. You know, when we came up with those portfolios, when we built those portfolios, we thought that that stuff was crazy 7-8 years ago. I thank God that we've got them because I don't know what we'd do. And for those of you out there, well, that's why my guy says to just ride the market. If your guy tells you just to ride the market with valuations at this level, let me just tell you something. Your guy's financially illiterate. Okay, and that's not a personal attack. There are no exceptions. Whenever you've seen valuations, even in this neighborhood, you got destroyed if you were just riding the market. I mean, it's literally 100 times out of 100, 100% of the time, if you just rode the market and rode your mutual funds with valuations anywhere close to where they are, you were looking at 60% losses or greater virtually every time. Not virtually. In reality, every time. And you guys just heard me. See, this is the nuance. People, are you a bull or a bear? Neither. Quit thinking binary. Right? It's more complex than that. I just said that the S&P was probably going to double. I'm not saying it's not going to keep going up. What I'm saying, like we've been saying for a long time, is your thesis this time it's different? Is your thesis really this time valuations don't matter? Cash flows don't matter? Fundamentals don't matter? And if it is, good luck. Or maybe for a lot of those people out there, they don't have any clue what those things are. They're hearing me say it and they're like, you know, they might come up with a little clever comment or something, but basically it's to cover up the fact that they've got no clue what I'm talking about. Just rest assured, a fool and his money were lucky enough to get together in the first place. You're going to get smashed. And I don't want you to. I'm sitting there trying to warn you. Again, I'm not the guy. If you guys saw my interviews on Fox, when we were talking about the GameStop thing, I was cheering those guys on. I'm not one of those guys that's you know, where it's spilled milk. It's, you know, crying in my beer. I'm mad because I'm not making money and other people. It's not that. It's that, you know, every tick these things go higher, they're sucking in more money, and it's disproportionately the dumbest money in the market, and they're going to be the bag holders. They always have been. So this goes back to, if you're out there sitting in a normal portfolio, God bless you. God bless you. I think it's incredibly foolish. I know it is. But I mean, if you're not looking around at this going, this is why I'm going to say it again. And today's one of those days. Guys, if you've been out here listening to this show and you've been thinking about calling, or you've been thinking about doing something different, you're getting close to it. Don't do it. Don't sit there and wait for the pain to make the change. Right? Don't be the guy that changes at the realization of pain, rather at the anticipation of pain. You weren't born yesterday. You know this is out of control. You know it can't continue. Don't call me or somebody else after you've already lost 40%. Don't do it. What are you sitting on the sidelines for? Wake up. And guys, here's the catch. You get a risk management process where you're good either way. And we increase your performance and we lower your fees. I've already had these talks with people over the last couple of years. We're sitting there looking at the difference of their portfolio, looking at ours and both the ups and downs and going, man, I wish I'd have done this earlier. And guys, you know it's not because we're saying we're the one firm that's got it figured out. These other portfolios are so bad, they're literally flying you right into the storm. And it's not like we're saying it's going to get bad. The average 60-40 portfolio has underperformed its historic performance by like 65% over the last 20 years. Why you guys sit there and take this crap and pay these fees for this stuff, it's just beyond me. There's a better solution. And don't let the fact that you've been doing it wrong, getting bad performance, don't let that stop you from calling either. Because you can't sit there in cash when the government's printing like this. You need the kind of portfolio that you have an event like last March, you're down 5%, you finish the year with an 11 to 13% gain. Doesn't that sound nice? Yeah, it's risk management, guys. We lower the fees, increase the protection greatly, vastly lower the risk, and increase the upside potential. Yeah, I am fired up. I'm fired up because it's just, it's like literally watching sheep it's coming. And it might not even mean market crashes, but what it means is the stuff you are concentrated in. If you're in exchange traded funds, if you're in mutual funds, that is the most ludicrously priced stuff in the market. It's some of the most ludicrously priced stuff in the history of markets. And all the stuff that you're going to need in an inflationary environment, those are the smallest exposures in your portfolio. Why? Because they're what hasn't worked. So all the money is flooded to the hot stuff. And this isn't a new song, people. Go back and listen to October, November. We are pounding on the table. Now is the time for energy. Now is the time for value. It's coming. Value portfolio's up 50% since then. Timing was a little bit lucky. It always is. Guys like me never want to admit that. The timing is lucky. But guys, it's in the making. And we're going to talk about that more in the show. I've gone over my time. This is cathartic for me. This show has turned into like a therapy session for me. You guys are like my doctor. I'm going to lay down on a couch to finish this show. Put my feet up. Let the healing begin, right? Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Tie up the rest of the market update and then get into why I believe we are running toward the fire as it relates to inflation. So as always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You guys know the drill. You can also follow me on Twitter at KYR Radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Little less exuberant we are back on this segment because it's a short one. Only have 3 minutes because I went over. I was therapizing myself. Isn't that a word, Jer? Therapizing? It should be because that's what was happening. No, Darren's not giving me in. Darren, are you watching golf? Are you even on? Are you paying attention right now? See, these millennials, people, you got to stay on top of them. He's got a sharp-looking haircut, though. It's decidedly millennial. Maybe I should try something like that, like a faux hawk. Wait, here's the question. My six-year-old was telling me, Dad, you know, you'd look cool with a mohawk. And I told him, you know, I don't know if it'd be the most credible look for a guy managing people's money, right? Like, you know, like Slash, the guitarist for Guns N' Roses. Like, he didn't moonlight, you know, as a money manager. You know, I feel like that would be a little bit too, little too millennial, right? Or these people that get tattoos like on their neck and their forehead. I feel like whatever you get, when you get a tattoo like that, I don't even think it matters what text, right, is on there. I feel like every tattoo that's like above your neck should just say unemployed, right? So you got a tattoo on your forehead. What does it mean? It just means you're not going to get a good job, like period. You know, you got one shot, or maybe two, right? You could be a rock star and a comedian. But that's about it. That's a pretty narrow career filter. Anyway, guys are probably sitting there going, I thought this was about investing. So it is a short segment, but I want to just kick us off a little bit, running toward the fire. This goes right into our thesis about why we thought energy and commodity type stocks were so attractive. And honestly, based on what governments and central banks are doing, that is only increasing. The IEA came out this last week and put a goal for no new projects or no new capital expenditures or no new exploration in oil or petroleum past 2021. Can I pause there? Because that's the most ludicrous, nonsensical thing I've ever heard in my life. You may not like oil. You may not want it. We need it. A global economy can't function without it. This goes right back to my rant in the market update. It's just all fanciful thinking, right? Facts don't matter. Everybody's opinion means the same. No, it doesn't. Some people's opinions are based on facts. Some people's opinions are based on idiocy. Sorry, that's just true. Everybody's a winner. Nope, not true. Everybody's opinion matters. Nope. And you just, it's just this area of madness. So literally what they're doing, running this incredibly inflationary monetary. Okay, and we can't. You know what? I'm going to just save it for the next segment. I'm already getting told we got to cut it off. Okay, so we're going to get in this running toward the fire. Stick with us through the break. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com. And don't you go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we're back. See, this is a full-size segment, so a little more juice on the we're back. I'm getting the hang of this. I'm getting the hang of it slowly but surely. 6 years on the radio now, I'm starting to get the hang of it. Anyway, okay, so running toward the fire. One of the things, I had somebody ask me the other day, they're like, you were really on top of that energy call and that value rotation call at the end of last year. They said, how did you know? And I looked at them, I said, I didn't. And they go, okay, well, then what? Why were you right? And I go, listen, there is no guarantees in this game. There is, like, you guys have heard me say it 100 times. I am not a guru. There are no gurus. There just aren't. Believe me. But when you do this job long enough, what you end up seeing is, especially when you're looking at a rotation, when you're looking at something, and the reason I bring this up is because the biggest wins in investing come at the turns, right? It's the beginning of the move, or what we say in the industry, and we've discussed this prior, but what we say in the industry is that the easy money has been made, right? Think of banks. In March of 2009, banks went on an unbelievable rally off the bottom. Okay. Is it because they were such great investors? No, it's because they'd gotten beaten down so bad because we didn't know if there any be any banks left. Right. And so but the vast majority of that gain, right, the vast majority of those gains were made in the 6 months prior. And that's not a great example, but it is, because it works the same way. Meaning, when you have a disconnect between an entire group, you know, anything commodity value related, really, since the end of 2011 has not done well, especially compared to other assets, right? You got record outperformance gaps in tech and growth. And again, you guys know this. But that's never enough to turn it. Right. And Soros, George Soros, talks about this a lot in his book, The Alchemy of Finance. He talks about reflexivity, meaning that moves, big moves like this. And I think this is one of the reasons that the Nasdaq still hasn't broken below 13,000 and may go on to new all-time highs, is that when moves go on like this, the longer the move lasts, that in and of itself becomes the impetus. Everybody quits caring. And we see this now. We've seen it for a couple of years. Everybody quits caring about the underlying fundamental argument because, look, you can say, you know, it doesn't matter. You just got to buy it. It's just going up. And we all know it. Now, one of the things we've spent a lot of time looking at is, when does that happen? When does that transition happen from being fundamentally based to just momentum, completely momentum based, and just buy it because it's done so well? Now, if you listen to that, guys, buy it because it has done so well, not because it's going to do so well. Okay? So, and we've looked into when that changes, and it's completely random. There's no pattern there. It's just the animal spirits. You know, usually these things are started from fundamental basis, right? Like, for instance, I still go back to that show we did in 2015 where we talked about, quote unquote, the Amazoning effect. I wish I had listened to my own advice more than that. It was in that show that we said that we think Amazon's going to become the poster child for all these SaaS companies, and they're not going to need to make profits, and these things are going to go to the moon. That is exactly what happened. I think there were other things in play other than just the Amazoning effect, but Amazon gave people the okay to no longer care about price. Now, Amazon was a different animal because its price looked artificially high, right? I mean, it's not cheap, but because of the way they manage their cash and reinvest it, the earnings side of the equation looked artificially low. That isn't the case with these companies. So getting back to why we liked that rotation was, A, it could not get better for tech, right? If you had a 40%, it looked like the classic end of a run for a move, right? Usually the end of a run, contrary to what most people think, bull markets don't typically end with a whimper. They typically end with a bang, right? The steepest, most violent part of the run-up is at the end, because that's when everybody throws in the towel and gives in and just rolls with it, right? And so when looking for those turns to make sure that you don't miss the meat, right, when all the easy money is made, you can't just look at the valuation spreads, because those things looked historically cheap 3 years ago when we compared the average value company to, you know, these tech and growth companies. What you've got to look for is you've got to look for those things to start layering up. So what really looked interesting to us was, A, the conditions for tech peaked, right? You had peak tech last year. Now, maybe the stocks rallied to new highs. The companies won't, right? Meaning you're not going to see their growth accelerate from what they did last year with 99% of them. And probably in the 90 percentile, you'll see it pull back. Probably a lot of them markedly. Just because you couldn't have set the table more perfect for internet-based businesses last year. Now, on the flip side, right, and we've talked about this, the same companies that got beat up, the value companies that have underperformed through this entire cycle, they got crushed again last year. And so you saw everybody trashing those. They were already beat down, historically low. Running those things way up, and you looked at it and said, this is a classic turning moment, because what's going to happen next year? The economy is going to reopen. The vaccines are going to get apart. People are going to use less of those tech companies. They're not going to go away. Not everybody's going to get rid of Zoom like we've talked about, but to think that Zoom's going to continue on a growth trajectory that looks like last year, get out of here. Not going to happen. And so you see these kind of, it's never that first one, right? It's never that first indicator. It's never that first sign, at least in my experience. Uranium was much the same way. We watched uranium for a long time, and then suddenly a couple, you know, you started moving up, and the inflate, you know, and because of all the printed money, because of all the handouts, because of the infrastructure spending that's coming down the pipe, you just sat there and went, look, all of these things that they're announcing, these are not win. They're not bad for these tech companies, but, you know, you start talking about $6 trillion infrastructure projects, just think about this. Think about how much dollars in goods are going to need to be shipped around the country to spend that $6 trillion. Right, so that's a new demand that's coming for those companies' services that hasn't previously been there. You're not going to see a couple trillion dollars come out of nowhere and dump into the tech companies. Right, so you're looking for that narrative shift. You're looking for several things. You know, you never want to jump right on that first thing, that first sign of a change. And you got to let these things develop. And I was trying to explain this to that guy the other day that I was telling you about that said, you know, how did you know? And it's where I said I didn't know, but this is, and kind of walked him through our process and said, look, I could have been wrong. And had I been wrong, we'd have pulled back on it. And we were doing it defensively because, you know, that's the other thing about money management. You know, this illusion that there's this brilliant stock picker out there that never makes a mistake. When you're going into those things, even though we were pounding on the table, we were hedged to the downside, right? Because you don't know. And a lot of times you thinking there's a rotation can happen, you end up being wrong. And if you end up being wrong, you can get your head slammed in the door, right? So we were doing it very cautiously. But the interesting thing to me is that those things, those signs that it's time for a change, they just keep piling up. And this is where I was going when I was talking about we're running toward the fire. So I think that we all understand on a monetary basis, looking at what's happened with monetary policy, the Federal Reserve, the U.S. government, that you could not till the soil more perfectly for inflation. Okay, and it's happening. It's happening around us. We're not going to be the Weimar Republic, but it's happening around us. And yet everybody is still chasing these high-tech growth stocks, which are types of investments that do well in a falling interest rate environment, a lower inflation environment. Because if you have a lower inflation environment, you don't have as much organic growth in the economy. And so people pay up for companies that are growing quickly. Well, as the growth in the economy picks up, and now I can go get a, you know, I was looking at some of these differentials, some of these tech companies trading at 40, 50 times or 30, 40 times sales. You know, they're growing revenues at 20% a year. And I'm sitting there going, we've got a bunch of value stocks that are trading at 9 or 10 times revenue that are increasing revenues between 15 to 25%. And that's why I was saying is the valuation spreads are just, it's broken. But I think it's beginning to correct itself. And then you've got these comments like the IEA coming out and saying no new energy exploration after 2021. If they get their way, do you know what's going to happen to the price of oil and natural gas? It's going to go through the bloody roof. You know why? Because demand is picking up. This is what nobody's talking about. Globally, it's picking up. Oh, the green energy revolution. We're not. And you guys have heard me talk about this at great length. My biggest point, though, in bringing this up and hammering home this, you haven't missed the boat. I think this thing's just getting started. And what are people, you hear a lot of people talking about inflation. You don't see them investing accordingly. And this is just classic investment, right? What happens when you get to these end of these cycles? People bought what's worked, not what's going to work. Just chasing. You know, you look at the fact that the price you can go buy Freeport McMoRan or ConocoPhillips or Enterprise Partners or some of the oil field services. You look at how cheap you can buy those things. And then you look at the inflation that's coming down the pipe over the next 5 to 10 years. And then you watch people crawling over themselves to buy Beyond Meat. I think that you've got a setup where literally 10 years from now, people will be looking back, looking at the money printed, looking at the infrastructure spending, looking at all the different things that we've discussed, and went, wait a second, you weren't loading up on commodities? Were you an idiot? And then there's, I always like to walk myself through these work exercises because it helps you gain a global perspective. You know, it's so easy to get so up close. And I put myself in those positions. I pretend as if I'm that guy 10 years from now that kept chasing the tech stuff. And what would I say back to that person? I'd say back to him, well, you don't understand. It just went through this horrible bear market for 8 or 9 years. And the tech stuff just never couldn't quit going up. And GameStop went to 400. And you walk them through all this and you get to the end of it. And even though you think it sounds good and it's driving so many people's investment decisions, you walk yourself through that exercise and you go, that's so stupid, right? I just answered my own question. Where should I be investing? I should be investing on the side of the boat that nobody's on. And I know full well that that comes with the risk of underperformance for a period of time. But again, you step back historically and look at what's going on here. Look at the money they're giving to people. Look what's happening to lumber prices and copper prices and talk of chip shortages and canceling pipelines. And all of these things are inflationary. And I have a feeling that these things are going to keep building. They're going to keep creeping up. And then all of a sudden, you're going to have some kind of global geopolitical event and commodities are going to go berserk. Because nobody's been investing them in the last 9 or 10 years. Everybody's talking about demand fears with oil. I don't know what numbers they're looking at. Demand is going up. Not to mention the whole pivot into electric vehicles and how electric vehicles have a higher petroleum input than traditional cars. And like I said, I read these comments from the Fed. I read these comments from the IEA, and I'm like, oh my God, they're literally running us straight toward the gunfire as it relates to inflation. You could not plan it any better. And yet I sit down and look at all your portfolios, and you're in these mutual funds and ETFs, and you're loaded up on anything but that. That is the least amount of stuff you have. You have the most expensive, popular garbage in your portfolio, and you have none of the stuff you're going to need. Guys, I really legitimately believe that this is the beginning of one of those 5 to 10 year periods of time where it is going to be a defining period of time. And once again, if I'm wrong, if you're right, if markets are just going to keep going up and this is the never-ending bull market, then fantastic. You'll make more in our strategies because it gives you more equity upside and you're paying less in fees. But if we're right, the difference between our portfolio and the one you've got is everything. It's the difference between the retirement that you've envisioned, the retirement that you haven't. And not to mention the fact that we're blowing away the performance of those. Anyway, guys, there's a better way. Take the 3 minutes to call us, get the Common Sense Investing booklet, and just educate yourself. Just realize that you're caught between a pickle. You can't just ride the normal investment train, and you can't sit in cash. But there are things to do. You could be up 21, 22% this year, like the vast majority of our clients. You could have only been down 5% last March when the market plummeted by 36. Give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. Follow me on Twitter, at KYR Radio. You guys know the drill. Stick with us through the break. We'll be right back. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's Bond Replacement Strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Have you heard? Beginning next year, all W-2 employees in our state will be taxed for long-term care, but not if you have an existing plan in place. The new government program will make Washington State employees pay for a long-term care plan through a new payroll tax. You won't have a choice, and you won't be able to opt out unless you have an existing plan in place, like my wife and I do, through 525 Advisors. Learn about this new payroll tax and new long-term care plans by attending a free live webinar Saturday, June 5th at 9 a.m. If you can't attend, there's another one Wednesday, June 9th at 3. Long-term care is such an important part of retirement planning. A good long-term care plan from 525 Advisors can make sure your care is funded and managed when you need it, protecting your loved ones and everything you've worked so hard for. They also have plans that pay you back if you never need it. So attend the free live webinar Saturday, June 5th at 9 a.m. There's also another one Wednesday, June 9th at 3. Register now at 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. All right. Well, we got like 4 minutes left, so we're going to have to condense this down. I'm really trying to tie this up here. I really don't know what to say, guys. I don't know what I'd do if we had to do things in a traditional manner, just because the more and more I look at this, this market is getting crazier. It is making less sense every day. And that's not me like saying we don't have a finger on the pulse. I mean, we're really thrashing the market this year. You're just still in this no man's land. And I just don't know how you'd navigate this without a risk management strategy, without, like our algorithmic portfolio that's automated, where you're just letting the computer follow the technique. I just don't know how you do it, because and inevitably what happens is you listen to people, and I'm hearing it just all the time. It is so reminiscent of 99. I'm hearing it constantly, where you take these people and they're justifying buying into these businesses, and they're coming up with this metric and that metric, and you're looking at them going, this is complete nonsense. Nothing you said is fundamental. Nothing you just said is historically proven. It's not demonstrated. This is what people say to justify purchasing assets that have already gone up a lot, because it looks like free money, right? It looks like easy money. And it's just amazing to watch people's brains leave their heads. You get them into a mania like this, and all of a sudden, A, they're a stock jockey and they know how to manage money, and B, they forget about all these things. Oh, this is the time. So you got to get in there and make you just. God, I really lament having to manage money in this period of time. Like I said, we've had a good run and performance has been great, and not crying in my beer, but really wish we could have started it at a time when things were actually fundamentally driven. This is just insanity. Now, the one thing I do think you need to keep an eye on, though, is gold here. Gold is really showing some signs of life, and that's corresponding with a big pullback in Bitcoin, which I don't think is coincidence. That's really something that we want to watch here. But you're just – the reason I say this is yesterday all the value stuff was up big. Tech, not so much. Today, the tech stuff's up big. The value stuff and the commodity stuff's getting – it's just this wash. It's just a nonsensical wash right now. And I just don't think markets have any idea what to key on, right? Because money is now unlimited. There's no threat of defaults because the Fed will just print the money. I think we're in the process of sorting this out. I think we're in the process of this market becoming more fundamentally driven, but we got to wait and see. We got to see the proof. Right now, I'll just tell you, even on the value side, like people are going, oh, well, value's rallied enough. And you look at them and go, do you even know how to read a balance sheet? Like, do you even know how to do that? Or are you just making it up as you go? Because to sit there and say values run too much, I mean, these stocks, like I told you, we're up 50% in Camping World, and the PE ratio has been cut in half since we've gone up 50% because the earnings are going up so much faster. It's just insane. But these are what happens when you've got all these retail people in there that have no clue what they're doing, and they're just buying the things that have worked, right? So anyway, guys, don't do that. You know what's coming. I don't need to tell you, unless you're an idiot and you were born yesterday. You know what's coming. You've seen this movie before. Invest 30 minutes of your time calling us to get a better idea where you can make more money. But you're good either way. We have a crash. This market keeps going up. It's the forever bull market this time. Everybody gets rich. You're going to make more money. Difference is when it blows up. And notice I said when. You got a chair, you got a net underneath you. And we can actually turn it into a profitable experience rather than a life-changing negative one. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK and 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You guys know the drill. We got a roll. We will be back next week. We got another great interview dialed up, so don't miss it. And a new segment coming up that I was going to tease today, but I forgot. Anyway, We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently, one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss, but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Have you heard? Beginning next year, all W-2 employees in our state will be taxed for long-term care, but not if you have an existing plan in place. The new government program will make Washington State employees pay for a long-term care plan through a new payroll tax. You won't have a choice, and you won't be able to opt out unless you have an existing plan in place, like my wife and I do, through 525 Advisors. Learn about this new payroll tax and new long-term care plans by attending a free live webinar Saturday, June 5th at 9 a.m. If you can't attend, there's another one Wednesday, June 9th at 3. Long-term care is such an important part of retirement planning. A good long-term care plan from 525 Advisors can make sure your care is funded and managed when you need it, protecting your loved ones and everything you've worked so hard for. They also have plans that pay you back if you never need it. So attend the free live webinar Saturday, June 5th at 9 a.m. There's also another one Wednesday, June 9th at 3. Register now at 525longtermcare.com.